Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say that time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times. Tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done, but when I call you, how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are to be home.
Morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays. You already know the devil's already starting, but he ain't more triumphant than me. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. As I still did the show, because the show must go on, I'm not feeling very well, and I just got my voice back literally, I think, yesterday. So bear with me. I apologize for the way I sound. I'm going to go into my phone lines real quick, and then I'm going to go back into music. Good morning, good morning. You're on with Emma E2K, P347. Good morning. 347-812. Good morning. You're on air. Okay, I'm putting you back on hold. Obviously, you just want to listen to the show. Thank you. I appreciate you tuning in. We're going to go back into music. Be right back.
Break down all these question marks and make me a five-line soldier.
Good morning, family. Great rising, royal family. Motivational Mondays. We're back another Monday. Pardon my voice, but I just got my voice back literally like yesterday from like 2 or 3 days of it being chopped up. But I'm blessed to be here, to be able to say that the show must go on, and I'm on. So good morning again. Pardon my voice if I stretch it out, if a little cough comes out, don't sound right, but this is the season. This is the time of season. For the last 2 weeks, my kids were utterly sick, and I was trying not to get sick, but if anybody's out there that has children will know, when they get sick, you get sick right behind them, whether you like it or not. I mean, if you're an attentive parent and you're with them, you're going to get sick because you're dealing with them. So I fought the good fight as long as I could, but apparently it got me. So that's all I'm asking for prayers. And thank you, everybody, for definitely tuning in. As I questioned myself this morning whether to do the show or not, And then I went into my inbox and seen like about 5 requests asking me that they really needed for me to do the show today. So I've always said it from the beginning that this show I started doing as a therapy to myself, as a therapy for me, you know, to be able to talk and say what I needed to say about what I was going through. And then I started realizing that the things I was going through, I wasn't the only one going through them. And there was a lot of people just like me going through similar stuff. And we were able to relate and connect and empower and motivate each other. So that's the magic of Motivational Mondays. That's the power of Motivational Mondays. Coming together and expressing how each one feels, how each one balances through things, how other people come to support you, and how then when you're supported, you support others. The name of the game right there. That right there is the name of the game. I wish some people would really, really get that and understand that, that it's not a competition. It's not about who's better or who's not. You know, there's like a million poets. There's a million rappers. There's a million of everything, right? And then you wonder why that particular person has all these followings or all these listeners or all these people go to their concert to see them. Everybody grabs an audience because that audience that's listening to them or follows them or supports them, that audience speaks their language. They speak the same language. You know what I'm saying? So when you speak the same language with someone or a mass of people, they're going to support you. They're going to follow you. Now, you could be doing things right or wrong, but there's a lot of people doing a lot of wrong things with a lot of big following. But, you know, only they will have to pay for that. because we pay for everything in this world, good or bad. We deal with consequences, good or bad, you know. So I choose to deal with good consequences. I love the three people that follow me, right? If those people I can impact and those three people can impact me, then I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And thank you, Jesus, for using me that way, you know. I don't trip about numbers. I don't trip about who's listening to me on my show or who follows me on social media, who calls me or texts me or whatever. You know, that's okay. That's fine. But that's not what motivates me. That's not what drives me. I love to see from beginning all the way to middle and then how that seed finally, you know, has developed. I'm just a different type of breed. So I've been told, and so I know, right? Let me go into my phone lines because I got quite a couple of people tuned in, and I would like to shed some light on them. 917, good morning, y'all, with MA2K, please. 917-289. Okay, no problem. Listen here. Don't hang up. Hold on. Put you on hold. So this is what happens when I go to the phone lines, right? If you choose not to speak for whatever reason, you're just calling in to listen, that's great. That's awesome. You know what I mean? Don't hang up. Don't panic. I can't do nothing over the phone. But send you prayers, man, and send you positive energy. So if you don't want to speak, that's great. I'm not going to force you. You just stay, you know, give me a second. I'll realize you ain't answering, and I'll keep putting you on hold, and you continue to listen, you know. I don't know. You know, it's not a mistake that you called in. That's all I want to tell you. So I'll just keep on to my next callers. That's it. See how easy it is? Woo! All right, let's go to the next caller. 718, good morning, y'all. With MA2K, please. 718. 267. Okay. All right. There you go. You see? I'm glad. Yeah, because sometimes people, I go to the phone lines, I don't know why. They'll, you know. I'm having crazy issues this morning. as it's a live show and it's Cyber Monday. And so the internet is going bonkers this morning. So my apologies. I lost half of my callers just now. I don't know what's going on. So my apologies for that. We're going to go to some music and be right back. I appreciate you hanging out with us.
Take me back now. Please tell me why you do it. Do it. Cause this just don't make sense now. Wanna feel your love now. Cause it's just too good to be true. I've known you for quite some time. Still I'm learning more about you. Deeper blue oceans that you saving. I live for you. You have never let me down. Why do you love me so unfaithful? I never keep my word, no. You still take me back. Why do you love me? Why do you want me? Why do you show grace? I fall down on my knees.
This is do or die. On their back now, so about to fly, 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 fly. Cause my God hold me down now. Feeling like my roots deep in the midst of these winds, but I won't break. My God never changed. Even when I'm down, He is faithful to remain. When I'm feeling pain, yeah, confident now in His love, so secure. crying out for more. Lord, I'm letting go. I'm giving you control. You're calling me to grow. Even though it hurts sometimes, I know you make me whole. You're holding my hands and I know you're never letting go. I'm on that overflow, never low. Riding steady, immovable, I'm unbreakable. Try and shake me, but you'll never separate me, no.
Why do you love me?
Whenever there's nowhere to turn, that's when I gotta trust you. Whenever nothing's making sense, that's when I gotta lean into you. Walking on watch tap, I'm gone. Seeking early in the mound. Now I got my mind right, lit up like a nightlight, ready like it's fight night. And I'm just getting started. You can come and join the party. Reaching out to this generation, I'm finna glow. Fire burning in these phones, so I'm finna go. Spent so many nights for this flight, for this baby plight, for this fight, for this, cause he died. That's how I came alive. Truth of winner ride, daily dying to my pride. Give it all for the glory of my God.
Why do you love me? So unfaithful. I never keep my word, no. You still take me back. Why do you love me?
Got my heart, Lord. Show me how to love. You've got my heart, Lord. You want me with your love. You got my heart, Lord. Show me how to love.
Yes, you got my heart, Lord. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, take the wheel, take this board. It's Cyber Monday, and so the you know, internet has a mind of its own today. Everybody's just pulling in from everywhere. Thank you for those that are tuning in and shopping at the same time. I appreciate you. I'm trying to do the show. The boards are just a little, so, you know, bear with me. If for whatever reason you don't hear my voice, you don't happen to hear my voice while I'm talking, just bear with me. I just came on the boards. I don't know. All I can say is Cyber Monday and everybody's online. Let me go back to my phone lines because I see all my callers are starting to get back in. And I want to give everybody their just due time. 646-646. Good morning, y'all. We're MA2K. Peace. 646-633. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, bro.
What are you doing, baby? You already know, Cyber Monday.
I know. You shopping too?
Not yet. I wait for the last minute. I'm one of those.
Even on Cyber Monday, you wait till the last minute?
I'll wait for the last minute.
I hear you.
You know, right now, that cyber, that computer's going crazy.
What? Let me tell you, I'm surprised I'm even, you know, been able to do the show because it's the boards, everything's just been crazy. Everybody's on at the same time, and that's millions and millions of people. So, yeah, it's serious right now. The traffic is serious. I thought it was bad when I get in my car in the traffic outside, but today, just being on the computer, I got to be like, beep, beep, red light, green light, hold on.
Hey, but what they say, right? Green light is to go, and yellow light is to speed up. So
no,
you gotta
it's
speed
not.
Speed up, girl.
No, whoa, there, cowboy. I'm going to have to not agree with you on that one.
Hey, don't be telling, I got that from Floyd.
Don't be telling people out there. No. Don't be telling people out there because that's why my insurance is going up. Don't be telling people that on the yellow they should be speeding up. Okay.
Hey, that's what they told me.
No. Again, I don't want to be paying more than I need to be paying on my insurance. All right. Don't be giving that advice now.
Hey, Florida is the number one state where almost all the accidents occurred.
My point.
And you know that's true.
My point. Yeah, I see it on my taxes and I see it in my insurance. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I know. Okay, I'm not going to say nothing there. Yellow lights, be cautious. Red lights to stop and green to go.
Thank you. See how we motivate each other just there? See how that works? A little cooperation, long way. How are you this morning?
I'm doing
how was
good,
your
Mama Gary. Oh, gobble, gobble. It was awesome.
You had some turkey. Okay. So you were grateful definitely for your Thanksgiving.
Yes, amen for that.
So
amen.
Are you ready? Are you preparing for the next holiday?
Already.
Good.
Already,
yeah, we gotta
prepared, mommy.
Yeah, because you just said you wait for last minute.
Yeah, the last minute to go shopping.
Well, that you catch the greatest sales, believe it or not. I mean, I don't like to do it because I don't like to be in between all that rush and all that. I start shopping already in June. So I got to go into my garage and empty bins after bins because I already got stuff. I've been shopping since June, so I'm one of those. I just don't like to be, you know, if I don't have to. Maybe for two or three presents, but not my whole list. Because I just can't do it anymore. I don't know. Just can't do it anymore.
And you think I'm going to trust the internet? I ain't going to trust no internet.
Is your tree up already?
Tree? Yeah, it's been up. In the backyard.
Huh?
In the backyard, yeah.
Oh, my God. Typical man, I guess, right? Oh, Lord.
Typical.
Shout out to all the men
that
already have their Christmas trees up. Let's just shout those out. And those that are, you know, leaving them in the backyard, that's great, too. Kids want it inside, but, hey, you know.
It's the sunshine state. That's why I leave it outside. It gets more sun.
Everybody's in a different season.
You already know.
All right, babe. Well, you take care. You have amazing and wonderful day. I'm going to get back on my calls here so I can get through the show without hopefully getting booted off. Have an amazing day. Don't shop till you drop.
You already know. We shop till we drop. Have a blessed day, baby.
Take care. God bless you. All right.
Okay.
Shout out to Brother E in Florida, always repping. A friend to the show, always calling in. Let me continue with my phone line. 347, good morning, 347.
Good morning, Mama.
Good morning, sis. How are you?
I am great.
Peace to the queen. How are you?
I'm great over here shopping. You know that.
Yes, Cyber Monday. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Are you catching any sales, though, by the way?
Yes, they are. I caught Xbox because I have to upgrade. I have the 360 for my disc, so now I got to get a bigger one. I got the PlayStation. That's electronics. That's what I'm getting. He wants an iPod. So the electronics is what I'm getting right now. And then later I'm going to go for my clothing because I'm losing some weight, so I need – closing again.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay.
It's a really good thing. How you been? Right. How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was good. I had to make it through Thanksgiving, and I didn't really get to eat much because at that point I was already sick and my fever was already developing, but I did get to spend time with my family and take pictures and all that before then I crashed on the bed, and I was, like, in bed for 2 days after. So it was, like, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, wow.
I came to get on Sunday. I got up my bed Sunday. Yeah, Sunday morning. I couldn't even go to church. But I just got up and barely got my voice back. And thank God I'm able to do the show today, because I didn't know if I was going to do the show or not, if I was going to have a voice or not. But I got on antibiotics yesterday, and that really helped. You know, that antibiotic is no joke.
Yes.
So
it really isn't.
Yes.
I had a good one. My whole family came from Florida, and my brother surprised my mother. So it was the first time she had all her kids and grandkids together in over 15 years.
Wow.
And then she
started
crying. She said, oh, my God, does this mean I'm going to die? She thought she's going to die. She said, this is a sign that I'm going to die. And I'm like, are you serious?
Oh, Jesus. Next time, include her. Don't surprise her anymore.
I guess not. Wow. But it was a beautiful thing. All of us got together and talked. The kids have fun. They got to, bond with another. It was a really good, very good holiday. It was the best holiday that we had in years.
I love those type. See, I love those type of times on the holidays. I think that's what they're really all about. Like, if you do nothing else all year, at least, you know, Thanksgiving, get your family together, or Christmas, or, you know, I mean, some of us, it's hard. We're so busy, we get caught up doing life, and it's like, oh, okay, no, we'll do it next year, next week, next whatever. And, you know, and then time is not promised to none of us, you know what I mean?
And
then things happen. Yeah, then things happen, and we're like, oh, man, we could have done this, we should have done that, we could have been doing this, you know? And so we got to take advantage of the time that we do have and just do it, man. Just do it.
Yeah.
You know?
It was really nice because, you know, they all come and they all see, you know, mommy and everything, but never on a special occasion like Thanksgiving or Christmas or anything like that. So it was nice. Tuesday was nice. We went over. You know what I noticed? I've been doing the midnight run for 4 years now, and this time there are a lot more homeless in the Bronx. I was so saddened by what I saw on this midnight run that it was mind-blowing. We did a lot of care packages, and I thought we was going to have leftovers. I went to a block on 146, and I'm saying it because I know there's a lot of other people that do midnight runs now, and I want, if they could, on 146 between 3rd Avenue and I think it's College, if I'm not mistaken, that whole block, you see, no lie, I had over 50, 60 people living in the street right there, in that little block. It was really bad, really, really bad. So I really would like for everybody that does that just to step by 146 between 3rd Avenue and College. You will see they have three shelters there, and they have a few abandoned homes, and they're just there in the street. I told them I was going to come back on the 9th, because on the 9th is when I do my third, I don't remember anymore. But we do the coats giveaway, and I'm going over there again. So anybody out there does the midnight run and does anything, just happen, go by that block. They are there 24/7. 24/7, they're out there.
Yeah, we got to spread
that. It's really sad. It's really, yes. Please send a prayer. It's too much. We did 160 care packages, and I didn't have enough.
Wow.
I didn't have enough.
I wish the conversation would be different. Like, you know, you had 160 and you had 60 left. You know what I mean? Because you did, you know? So
let me tell you, the rents over here are very, 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 I am really grateful that, you know, that God has blessed me so many ways. I'm doing the closing on my home now. But let me tell you, the rent right now, a one-bedroom, $1,600, easy, $1,500, $1,600 in my area. I don't know any other area. A two-bedroom, $2,200. $2,100. I mean, it's really, really, really high. And
Jesus.
It's causing a lot of people that they can afford. They can afford to live.
You have to have like a bunch of people literally having almost like a one bedroom and sharing it, and so they could pay everything.
Yes.
And wants to live like that. I mean, not everybody wants to live with a bunch of people in their house. But you know what?
Yes.
You're forced to do that in order to live. That's horrible. I know somebody that pays a week $175 for a furniture room out there in New York in the Bronx. Like, what?
And
yo, that's mortgage.
And can
money.
I tell you something? That's actually cheap.
Wow.
Because
wow.
you got to understand, rent, you know, you don't have to pay. You got cable, you got the light, you got, it's actually cheap. A studio right now, you could get a studio for $1,300, $1,400, a studio. So 175 and you're sharing, you know, you have a room in a two-bedroom apartment or three-bedroom, it's actually cheap. This is getting ridiculous. I mean, it really
horrified. Is. I was like, what? What are you talking? 175? It's like, and then, God forbid you lose your job or you get hurt or you get sick. Let's just say you get sick for a couple of days and you can't work. You can't pay that rent. That adds up. Now you're double. Not double. Now you're already in for $400. You know, for
absolutely. Let me tell you.
Like, So easy, and the point is that
public assistance, let's say you are a single person and you lose your job and you go into public assistance because it's there to help you anyway, they don't give you enough to pay for you to have rent. You will be forced to go to a shelter. And then when you're in the shelter, they don't give you money to move out unless you have a job. So the system is really like, I tell people, listen, save your money. Save as much as you can, if you can, of course. Because sometimes some of us live paycheck to paycheck. So save as much as you can. Invest in your 401k if you have any.
We say that a lot of people can't. But then we turn around and we see them doing and buying and going. And you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So...
yeah,
my whole
preach.
Thing
I didn't want to go there.
Girl, man, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go there.
Yes, please do, because I will follow you.
Come on now. People need some reality checks, like a lot of people. And, man, you know I'll be watching a lot of people be on some, I can, this, now, whatever. But, yet, you guys, you know, are doing more stuff that if I wanted to do, I could do, and I don't dare do. Let's just say that. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, a lot of people,
man,
they're living younger me.
I don't wear $200 jeans. I wouldn't dare because I know that I can buy $40 jeans and have that remaining to pay a bill or to just save it.
$40? Girl, you're going too expensive. I put on a $15 jean and I'm good to go. Believe it, because it's not the clothes, baby. It's the hanger. It's the hanger.
I'm still bougie? Okay, wait, hold
you're
on.
You're too bougie for the $40, baby. You're too bougie. You're too bougie.
Oh,
I got a rainbow. I got a rainbow. Oh. Get myself a $12 dress, nice boots, and I'm good to go. Because it's not the clothes. It's really the hanger. It's the hanger. It's not the clothes.
I like that one. No, but...
I can't do it.
They party every weekend. Yes.
Every weekend.
I see it.
They're out there
weekend. Yet,
spending the money every weekend, but yet don't have a roof over their head. Really?
They don't own nothing, and that's not to put nothing down. It's actually to motivate and inspire people that are listening to this.
Thank you.
You know, if you was to stop doing all that and save maybe buy one pack less of cigarettes that day, or maybe just you know, stay home with your kids instead of spending it out in the bar.
Thank you.
Why don't you buy hot chocolate, you know, that make hot chocolate popcorn with your kids at home? Like, you know, there's ways still to do things in moderation. Nobody's saying don't go out. Nobody's saying don't have fun. Nobody's saying, you know what I'm saying, not enjoy yourself. But we all got to be really mindful how we do things, especially when we got children. And kids,
yes,
you know,
listen to what I do now. I do a lot of game nights in my house. Or we go to somebody's house, like we coordinate, like my circle. And everybody brings a bottle or something. We play, we do whatever. And we have fun. And we'll be there till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Just having fun in the house. And really, somebody brings a plate. And we have fun. You go to a bar, which I go from time to time, I do. One drink is $12. My drink is $12 in some places. Sometimes it's $15. So I need me a couple of drinks. So before you know it, I spent $100 in nothing. In nothing.
You can't get that back.
You cannot get that back. I mean, even though sometimes, you know, we get the free drinks, you know what I mean. But still, it's not enough.
Yeah, but
it's really not.
But even with that, like, even just having free drinks, because let's face it, yeah, there's a lot of women that go out with no money in their pocket, come back twisted. They don't, you know, necessarily have the money to get, you know, to whatever. But but it took you money to get yourself right to get some free drinks. You hear me?
Thank
There's
you.
Still money spent.
Yes.
There's still money spent.
Yes.
Because
money's always there because you got to get your hair done.
Come on, hair nails.
You gotta get your hair done.
As cheap as it is, you still pay at least a good $4.99 or maybe $10 for a good pair of tights.
Yes.
Like, come on.
Yeah, it is money. It's money. It's money to do anything.
Yes.
I would honestly advise. My thing is to invest. Invest. I'll be honest. I could have never ever gotten a down payment to buy anything with the prices now if I didn't invest. You know, because you have to invest in something, in the market.
Yes.
Yeah, I lost, you know, sometimes it crashed. I lost a lot, but I gained it right back. So I'd rather just put it there and get it, I don't know, save and put emergency money. I got 4 bank accounts because I like to spend. I don't spend on me, but I do spend in things.
Yeah.
Like if I know somebody is missing something, I will go out there and I will help. But I made it in the point that I got to protect me and my kids as well, you know? So it's like save, and if you know you easy, try not to get ATM cards, just save. Mm-hmm. If you got $30, just spend what's needed and the rest, put it away and don't touch it. Emergency money is good.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. The worst thing in the world it is for you to have an emergency. And I'm talking to the single parents. I'm just going to talk directly to the single mothers. The worst thing it is when you're a single mother with children and they get sick and you have not even $10 of gas to drive your kid to the emergency. That's sad.
Because don't think
that's
about an ambulance because it's $700. I was into an accident a couple of weeks ago, and it was $700 an ambulance to take me from the place of an accident to it's $700. I go to the doctor, it's $100 for payment. So not only the $10 to get you there, is that you have to have. And another thing that I see a lot, we're not preparing. You know, we're all going to die. We're all dying. One day, we don't know when. There's a lot of people that don't put money away for your burial, your burial expenses. Because let me tell you something. I don't want to be a burden to my kids. I don't want to be a burden to my kids because they're really going to be stressed that I die. So imagine them stumbling for money to bury me.
Not only a burden, let me tell you something. My biggest one of my biggest fears, and I told this to my family, my friends, everybody, they already know. I already put everybody on, and I'm going to do say it live so everybody can hear me. My biggest fear is that I pass away and people begin a GoFundMe to bury me. Oh, I will be turning in my grave. So I make sure that even if I stay broke, I don't care, whatever, my life insurance is paid, because the last thing I want to do is leave that burden to my family, to my children. You know, no. I want my stuff being covered. My money is there. You don't got to do no GoFundMe.
I paid for mine, you know, when Matthew was born, and I really wasn't thinking that way, but when they tell you he's not going to pass through to do all the burial things and everything, and I saw myself having a child and already thinking, preparing for that, I went ahead because I want to be cremated, you know. I paid for the chains that I want my kids to carry. I paid for, over here in Castle Hill, everything is paid for. I paid for in 2009. I paid for me and for Matthew only because, you know, we thought he wasn't going to make it. So I paid for him and he's like, my thing is already, I got one day view and cremated the next day. That's it. I pay for that. I don't want my kids to go through that. Life insurance is very, you know, I am doing an empowerment expo on January, I think it's 18th, January 18th at Lehman College. I have a lot of people, and actually the mayor's wife is joining me with that because we're doing an empowerment expo where we have suicide awareness. We have, and the mayor's wife is the one joining me with the suicide. She's very big on that. So we got financial. We have a whole lot of things and a lot of companies that could help the people like don't have 401k in the job that don't offer that. And a lot of other things. We're doing that because I'm very big on that. I was a big spender.
Me too.
I'm a spoiled brat. I'm not going to, you know, I have a lot of issues. I know that. But you live and you learn, and as you grow and as, you know, you not only get older, but you've grown, you know, emotionally, and you've grown spiritually, and you grow in many other ways. You start to see things differently and really putting things into perspective.
You know how they start saying you start becoming your parent? I never understood that.
Oh, yeah. I am my mother's child. You know, when I was little, my mother didn't have enough money to do like a bank account. Every time she used to get paid, she used to make bollitos. She's a Puerto Rican crazy bollito. Ella le dice el bollito. She used to put it in a piece of paper, right? She would put all her money laid out, and she would every week she would put money away. And she would make like a, she would roll it in a paper and name it and put a rubber band. And she would put it in a drawer. So at the end of the month, she would put, okay, rent this much this week. Food this much this week. Because she used to make bollitos. And whatever she had left, if she was left $40, she would just go and take us to the beach, cook some spaghetti, and boil eggs. I will never forget that damn thing. And we would go to the beach and spend the whole day in the beach with a pot of spaghetti and some boiled eggs and bread. And we have fun.
Yeah.
What I was saying
was that, if you know, I didn't understand the concept about you become your parent, right? And I used to be like, I ain't going to be my mother. I'm not going to be like my mother. I'm not going to be like my mother. But sitting, and I was always trying to do the opposite of what my mother used to save. I wanted to spend. You know, my mother was buying houses and I wanted to rent. And I was doing the opposite, and then I'm figuring out why my life is turning out the way it is and how my mom, you know, is able to do her travel, do this, all that. She got all this going on, and I'm looking at her like, wow, like, it came into an age of maturity where I'm like, okay, let me chill. Let me listen to my mother's advice because obviously she knows what she's talking about. She's living it. She got a brand new car.
Yep.
She's doing this. She's doing that. You know what I'm saying? My mother, and all she does is get up and go to work every day. I'm like, okay, let me take a listen to what she's telling me. And she started kicking it to me like, listen, the first thing you do, you got to save. If you got $10, put $3 aside, spend $7, whatever. You know, she kept on. And I'm like, that it can't be that simple, girl. When I started doing
it,
when I started, you know, putting money to the side, and then when I would be shopping, I would question myself, do you really need it, Emma? You want it? You just want it. Put that back. And I kept on, and I started doing that too. I started seeing how much money I was saving. I started seeing money in my account, money in my safe. I'm like, whoa, okay, this works. This is.
You know, you just said something there that you said I understood. When you said, mm-hmm. do I need it or do I want it? You
yes.
want it, so leave it away. So there were some times that I said, I don't need you. I want you. Now I get, okay. You said, I get that. I'm getting it now. Yeah, sometimes when I want it. Oh my God, I'm getting it now.
We want everything. So the question, every time you ask yourself, most of the time, they're going to be like, well, I just want it. But then you ask yourself, do you really need it? Like, and what do you need it for? Like, do
hell
you
no.
need it? No. And the answer is always going to
no,
be
no, I don't.
So, you don't need it. There's a lot of things, you know, God provides for us. There's a lot of things that we don't really need. You know, I mean, you know,
absolutely.
The list of I need is much smaller than the want. The want list is like about 10 pages. And the need is not even, it doesn't complete a page.
That is, yes.
So you know what I do? For every need, right? I do a need, and then I'll do. Wait, how is that doing? No way. Yeah, for every need, I'll give myself to want. So if I buy something in the week that I need it, I'll buy two things that I want. Not big, but you know, two things. I can get two things.
Yeah, something to treat yourself. Treat yourself.
Right. It don't have to be big purchases. But on my birthday, Christmas, things like that, something that I really, really want, I'll get it for myself. I'll treat myself that way. But I'm not going to do it all year long because that's going to then pull for my money. You know? And I need to be able stable, not only for me, I got kids, there's emergencies, I got family, I got a mom, I got friends that are always into you know, needing. And I got to be able to be like, okay, hold on, you know? Because so you want to be able to balance that out, to be able to be comfortable in that way. And I'm blessed that even
motivate,
though I did kind of late,
the motivation.
I started mm-hmm. listening.
Well, listen, if
you know,
any motivation is today, it's to save. Mm-hmm. The motivation today is to save money for the future you will really thank you for.
Yes. Forget about buying all those expensive things that you don't even need, people, or that your kids don't need. That's another thing. Listen, kids don't need fake cars that are $500. They don't need
it. No, they don't.
You know,
they don't need it.
Trust me, they don't need it. Who need that is you guys that are in competition that are adults. But the kids don't need that.
Don't need it.
You know?
No. Nope.
So this Christmas,
they don't.
Be mindful about the things that you buy your children and the things that you put in their heads of the needs and their wants. You know? Be careful because we're the ones that put those needs and wants in their heads. So if the message today will go out to save money, and be mindful of what you're buying your children because that gives them that need or want
entitlement
based on what you're buying.
That sense of entitlement. And sense of entitlement that they deserve it.
Yeah. And not always you're going to be able to afford that. Let's keep it 100. So you don't
trust me. I'm about to tell Matthew this year. This year I'm going to tell Matthew that's Santa.
Listen, you don't want what you can't afford it for your kids to come up to and be like, Mom, you better get me this or you need to get me that. That's the most horrible feeling in the world. I'm telling you, people, don't set yourself up for that. Don't do it. So I'm going to go into my final thoughts. Sis, thank you for hanging out with me. And I'm glad that we, you know, this is not even where I was going with it, but that's how God works, man. So I'm glad that that we were able to touch on this and get this message out, because a lot of people that really, really need to hear this. So God bless you.
You be
stay
good. You be good.
Yes.
Okay, be good and be blessed. Blessings to you
Thank
and your family,
you
okay?
Yourself. Thank you, thank you. Just hold up for my closing, and don't hang up just yet. Hold on.
Sure.
Thank you, sis. I appreciate you, and queen salute to you, by the way. So I want to share this today. So when we step into the holy presence of God, obvious, we feel the separation and shame that our mistakes have built. There is nothing we can do to eliminate our sin and restore a connection to the living. We need a solution, and we have none. When Adam and Eve sinned and discovered their nakedness, God killed a young lamb and clothed them with it. In this action, God set the momentum precedent that the blood of an innocent lamb covers sin. The blood of the lamb, Jesus Christ, would be shed on the cross centuries later to cover the sin of all mankind. The next day, he saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John 1:29. Nothing is hidden from God's sight. He knows your sin. He knows your shame, and he knows your predicament. But he made the sacrifice demanded for your sin. Jesus shed his own blood, and that blood covers your sin. All of your shame, all of your error, all of your unworthiness is erased by the work he already did. Rest in this. Rest in his unfalling love for you and in his power to take away your sin. The word of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to get on here and talk to my brothers and sisters. Bless them in their travels. Bless them in their lives. Bless their families. All those that have listened to are listening live, and those that will listen later. Blessings to you and your families. And please, 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 if you got any message today from what you heard, the message will be save your money. Let's get into the savings, y'all. 2018, man. We got to do bigger and better things, but we can't do it. We ain't got no savings to do it. So God gives us vision, but guess what, y'all? We got to do the work. Stay blessed. Stay wonderful. Stay amazing. And be good to people. You don't know what they're going through. See ya.